It will be very, very difficult. I think it will be impossible. These are the fundamental teachings of Islam. Now I ask you honestly, and I could talk about many other things that we find in Islam, but I ask any person who is reasonable, any person who is sane, any person who has wisdom and understanding, is there anything in what I have described today that a reasonable person could find an objection to? Do not these things illustrate and show that really Islam, far from being some irrational, misguided and barbaric way of life, is indeed light, wonderful light and guidance from the Creator of the heavens and the earth? Nice questions. Okay, the first one. You mentioned about the purpose of human life, the meaning of human life, but you evaded the answer, it seemed to me. Sometimes I believe I know the purpose of my life, and other times I'm not sure 100%. Okay, that's the first part of the question. We have to make a distinction now between the actual purpose of God creating human beings and those things that some human beings think they want to do with their lives. It's two completely different things. Sometimes if you ask somebody, what's the purpose of your life? They say, the purpose of my life is to make money, to have a nice house, to have a nice car, and to retire, and to be able to enjoy it. So they say that's the purpose of their life. Some other people may say that the purpose of my life is to be a doctor. Or someone else says the purpose of my life is, you know, my wife or my boyfriend or my girlfriend or whatever. So really these people, they reply that the purpose of their life is not something that is the purpose of the existence or why human beings exist and what God created them for. All they're saying is, these are the things that I want to do and achieve with my life. In fact, the interesting thing is that these self-same people who say, this is the purpose of my life, when they don't make that money and they don't get that retirement home, or when their wife leaves them, or when their boyfriend leaves them, or when your wife sleeps with your best mate, you go into hospital, right? And then you start asking yourself, what's the purpose of life? What's it all for? Because that thing which I thought was my life's purpose, now I realize that's not what the purpose of my life was at all. So sometimes people make some things their life's purpose. But this is not what we mean. The point is, what is the reason for our existence? And there are many things that we could guess, or we could philosophize, and we could say, well, maybe it's this, and maybe it's that, and it could be such and such, and it could be this, and some people may say to do good, and some people say to do bad, and some people say to spread peace, and some people to say, you know, different people will give different answers. Some people have thought about it, and they've come to some sort of philosophical understanding. But the point is, at the end of the day, all of that really is just speculation. It's just guesswork. As the gentleman said, sometimes I think I know, but I'm not 100%. So the only way you could actually really know 100% the purpose of your life is when the one who gave you life, when the one who created you tells you, I created you for this purpose. So the Quran tells us exactly what is the purpose of life. The Quran tells us exactly why God created us. In the Quran it says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَىٰ لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ, that we did not create the jinn and the human being except to worship us. This is what God is saying. When God uses in the Quran the plural, the we, it does not mean, as some people say, oh, there's a proof of the Trinity there, or it proves that God is more than one.